So I always say KKJ, kanya-kanyang journey. KKJ, kanya-kanyang journey. Like, I'm on my journey, this is my train, this is my path, this is my speed. Sometimes we'll be parallel, sometimes we'll intersect, sometimes you'll veer away, sometimes you're faster, I'm slower. Kanya-kanyang journey.
Hello, Supers! This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. As part of our Women's Month special, I am so happy to be speaking today with lifestyle journalist, host, and podcaster of Soulful Feasts, Steph Zubiri. She's been here on the podcast, so you're very familiar with her, but today we're going to unpack how to be you. It's something that a lot of women, girls, struggle with, or even guys, actually. How do you really know who you are and how do you become confident in that and celebrate that? So, this is a super busog discussion. Let's get right to it. Welcome back to Paano Ba To? Yay. Steph Zubiri!
Yay!
I love it because I'm actually borrowing her set. Please check out her podcast, Soulful Feast, also under Anima Podcasts. Yes. Happy Women's Month!
Happy Women's Month!
And of course, during Women's Month on Paano Ba To, I really like talking to empowered women who empower other women, and that's definitely you. And when we were discussing what we wanted to talk about, I was inspired by a comment of a friend about you. So just last week, I think, I have a friend who said, Gabi, no, Steph's really like living her best life. Like she's so genuinely her, stepping into her. And I said, like, super. Aww. And that's now in this like phase in your life. And so I told Steph what I wanted to talk to her about was flipping the narrative on the famous line, how to be you po, diba? That's so common. How to be you po? Well, before it was common. It has taken many different forms. But I really wanted to talk about how to be you. Because that's something that Paano Ba To, I guess, has been trying to answer in many different ways ever since it started. Like, how do you know who you are and how do you, like, celebrate that and become that? So, yeah, I guess I wanted to start with, do you feel that you are genuinely like who you were meant to be now, and how did that happen?
Okay, so if I'm being perfectly honest, I feel like I'm on the cusp. I'm
hindi
there.
Pa ito yon.
Parang di ba?
Oh wow!
Almost, yeah. I'm almost there because I still. It's funny because you saw Leah coming out,
yes.
Right? So, and then during the podcast,
this is Leah Bernardo.
Leah Bernardo, who is all kinds of amazing. Watch out for my podcast with her. But during the session, parang naging therapy session.
Oh, live.
She's like, wait,
okay.
She was like, don't be afraid of your magnificence, is what she told me. And I said, I got stressed. She's like, see, I can see it. You're getting stressed. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not there yet. So there's a lot of still work. I think I have learned who I am and who I like being. So I think, you know how there's some people you say you like yourselves with them. I think for a long time I dealt with a lot of self-loathing. You know, it's funny because like on IG I had this picture perfect image of me, and inside I was like crumbling inside. And you know how like Facebook, this just happened yesterday, so
memories,
yes. You know, Facebook memories. I'm like, sometimes I wish I would turn it off, but then at the same time, I feel like it's a good reminder of my journey and where I am. I would like to turn it off, but then I feel like it's important also to remember the difficult moments. Lahat-lahat na, pati lahat ng exes ko lumalabas.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God! So this photo came out of me on holiday in Boracay. I was with my ex at the time. Seb was like 2 years old, Max was like 9 months, 10 months old. And it was a selfie of me holding Max, smiling like in the sun. And then the caption was something like, rosé all day, what could be so more wonderful than sipping rosé, holding my baby and the sun, whatever. But then I looked at my face and parang my face is like a grimace. Like, that's not a happy woman. Like, I look at that face and I'm like, those are sad eyes. Mm. Those are tired eyes. That is like a fake smile. That was some of the hardest moments. Like, I had, you know, all these bank loans to build my house, and I was trying to figure out how to pay them. And I had, like, you know, my marriage was crumbling. I was dying inside. And here I am overcompensating on these, like, missives on it. And I see it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, how miserable was I? So, you know, I think one of the things that has led me to where I am is also accepting my journey. So, you know, being able to break free from the negative patterns is one. But another thing is also to give myself the space and the compassion to say, it's okay. I forgive me for being that person, for having my ugly moments, for hurting other people, for making these mistakes, for giving up my power. And I think that was the last step for me, was really to forgive myself for all the stuff that I did wrong.
Yeah.
And just accept that it's not wrong. It's led me to where I am, and it's a part of my journey. And I still have a lot of self-doubt. I still wrestle sometimes with, like, imposter syndrome. And then I just remind myself that, you know, my uniqueness is just being me and my story. And whoever will connect with me will connect with me.
Right.
But I don't think I'm really there. So, like, yeah, that was the whole thing. I don't know how to receive a compliment.
That's a lot of us not knowing how to receive a compliment.
And that's a big part of the last step in that self-love journey, is being able to receive and honor.
Yeah, I struggle with that as well. So I get you 100%. And you mentioned something that a lot of people that I have met through Paano Ba To, and even those that have attended, like, our Paano Ba To Live, which is our live workshop, and the DMs, a lot of people kind of don't like who they are and where they are. And one, that's so hard, because second, ang hirap na ng buhay. There's so many challenges.
Yes.
But if you have to deal with that layer with yourself when you're alone in your room thinking about these things, that's like, I understand how much of a burden that can be. And for sure, I've had times when I was younger that I wasn't really happy with who I was. But at this age, parang I'm pretty steady, I'd like to say. And ngayon ko na-realize yung, we were talking about this when I guessed it on your podcast, that when you were younger, all we wanted to do was to fit in. But now, at this stage of our life, we know na it's so much better, lighter, to celebrate who we are.
Yes.
But it's sort of a difficult journey to know who you are.
So that's the first part. It's like when you say how to be the most you. First, you need to know who you are.
Yeah. So, and how do you do that? Yeah.
So the number one thing is to stop feeling guilty to take time for yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because when you take time for yourself, and when I say this, it's not like sitting and scrolling Instagram. That doesn't count. That's not time for yourself.
Or also, not necessarily spa day or bakasyon alone. It's not.
No.
Yeah.
Although I believe in bakasyon alone. Yeah. So, number one, I say this, this advice from my friend Kimmy, who's a life coach, Kimmy Liu. Date yourself, right? So, you have to be in a space where you can really be alone and enjoy your own company, because you're doing things entirely for you. And when you do things entirely for you, you know what you like. You know how you react to things. You're not trying to, you know, please someone who's there or make pakiusap. So actually, yes, go on vacation with yourself. I really believe in that. It's quite empowering. And if you don't have the capacity to do that, take 10 to 20 minutes a day to sit with your thoughts and with your feelings. And in the beginning, it's really, really hard. Like, I really believe in the power of meditation. And it's hard because you're like, everything's racing. When I started, it's like, to-do list.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I have to do this. And then you just, part of it is accepting it. Like, accept the thought, let it go. Don't try to quiet the thoughts. And eventually, I really promise you, eventually, things will clear. and you will start to hear voices that are not outside but are from inside that are really your own reflections. So, you know, I recognize that sometimes people don't have the capacity or the courage yet to seek therapy, but journaling is a big thing. Journaling is a big part of just free-flowing your emotions and feelings and then being able to take a step back and look at them from third person and realize, oh, why was I feeling this way? Why did I get triggered? And, you know, if you really can seek help, I believe in it. So I have all these patterns that I felt like were hurting a lot of people, and I was very self-destructive. So for me, I was always kind of like the phoenix, right? Like, in order to reach the next level, I had to like slash and burn everything and rise from the ashes. Mm-hmm. That was always my pattern. My pattern was like rise from the ashes. But in order to have the ashes, you have to like explode and burn everything to the ground. And I didn't want to do that. I have kids. I can't. You know, like, I really just wanted to be the best version of myself for them. So I went to a Jungian psychologist, Rose Yanko. And I know she invited you to take the course. So I'm also going to take it because I found that it's so important to get to know yourself. And sometimes it's reading things, taking the time to analyze your feelings, taking the time to have conversations with yourself. And before I could do that on my own, I really needed the help of someone asking me stuff. Why did you feel that way? What do you think made you feel that way? What do you think triggered you? Giving me homework. When you were a child, when did you feel like this? So stuff like that, it's hard.
Super hard.
It's hard because healing is... it's ugly.
Yeah.
Healing is, I always say it, healing is painful. Healing is not spa and yoga and this. Healing is looking at yourself in the mirror, seeing everything, all the hugot, all the hurt, all the wounds.
Yeah.
And it's hard to relive it, but if you relive it, you see it like those thoughts.
Yeah.
Then you can let it go.
Therapy is so hard, but so helpful. I also super believe in it. And when you were talking, I just visually what came to mind was, yes, healing is ugly. And parang feeling ko, a perfect metaphor for it to everyone watching. Your kid, you're playing, nadapa ka, ang laki ng sugat mo, pula.
Yeah.
Dugo here on your knee. And then a few days after, it gets this brown, black scab on top, right? So that's the ugly part of the healing. But then, years later, wala na yung brown scab. It's just like a scar on your skin. It's part of your skin. So I feel like that's who we are now. Those scars are still there, but they're like part of our life. They're like integrated into our skin and part of our story.
They are, and I think what's very important is you can release that narrative. So we're talking here about narratives. I think a lot of times people put themselves in a narrative and say, so when I say narrative, it's a story you tell about yourself. It's like, think of a character and you're making an origin story.
About you.
About
you. Ikaw ang bida.
Ikaw yung bida of your storybook, right? And then, you know, like when you watch these movies, so the origin story of Thor, he does this because of this happened when he was a kid, like that. We have those narratives that we tell ourselves, that we tell other people, that we're in this line of work because we do this, that we're like that because we do this. And one day you wake up and you realize, I don't like that story. I want to change it. And you have the power to change that. So you don't have to be the martyr. You don't have to be the sacrifice of everybody. You don't have to live your life this way just because you started, you invested your life in that because somebody told you. Because sometimes we feel so parang
tied to it,
held back. Because whatever, we invested time, money, effort. We want to please our families. We want to please society. So you just have to live. You have the power to change that story for yourself. Yeah. And it's hard with your family, huh? Like, so I think because, and when things are new, people like make fun of you or it gets flagged. So for example, when I started being more like sexy on my Instagram, like dancing and wearing bikinis, whatever, people were like so shocked because I was like quite conservative and like very like polished, and I would get calls from like my brother, like, "Hoy, I'm on your Instagram," like, or tell my mom, "Your brother called me and said, yeah, you shouldn't be dancing like that on your Instagram. Nakakahiya, mga like that." I'm like, "Why is it nakakahiya? What am I doing wrong? I'm just being, it's who I am naman, yeah, really, right?" Yeah. So after a while, you just have to trust that the people who love you and know you, well, they don't call me anymore. They're just like, "That's just Steph."
Yeah.
Right? But because it's new, there's always going to be
resistance,
a shock. So even with some of my circles of friends, like, I was such a super party girl, drinking. The vibe was always about wine, like food, like, and I still enjoy those things, but it's not, for me at the time, it represented escapism. And parents sometimes are like, "Oh, how come you're not drinking?" Like, they didn't know how to be around me, the new me, and it takes time. So you just have to be comfortable in the discomfort and then trust that you'll come out on the other side. And the people who are meant to go along on the journey with you and the projects or the work or the opportunities that are meant for you will come. The more you're aligned to you, the more you'll attract people, places, opportunities, and things that are aligned to you.
Yeah, you're so brave to do that and so courageous, honestly. And I know it was a journey to get there. And I super agree with what Steph said about you super can rewrite talaga your own narrative. Never forget lang what you went through because that's what's going to, I guess, fuel you to keep going. And I wanted to go there because I personally feel naman a big part of figuring out sino tayo, how to be you, how to be us, is realizing who we are during the difficult times. I think that's so big kasi parang to your point about social media, yes, we only post the highlights, but we aren't who we are today kung hindi natin pinagdaanan lahat ng mga masakit before. Of course. And that's when you know who you are. Like, when your heart is so broken, when, like, your friend said shit about you, or, like, when your career had a crossroads. It's during those trying times na nakikilala mo yung sarili mo talaga. How you dealt with it, how you handled it, what you did to get out of it.
So, you know what's funny, right? The more you heal, the more life throws, like, hard stuff at
kaya mo
you.
Pala, ha?
Yeah, correct! Parang like, okay, kaya mo tapos na. I did my work. And then all of a sudden, like, something else shows up. So, two things, okay? So, number one, the first thing was, I really had a hard time and I would get very emotional about it. Like, my breakup with my ex-husband, who's the father of my children, parang I felt I was robbed 10 years of my life. Because, of course, going through the annulment process is so difficult. It takes so long. I'm not, like, totally done yet. And I kept saying that I feel like my memories are like yung Swiss cheese na puro butas-butas.
Yeah. Because there are pockets you forget.
It's not forget.
Ay, parang binary mo in your subconscious.
I don't want to remember.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
even the happy moments felt to me like they were tainted.
Mm.
So it was masakit. So parang I feel like I have a big black hole and I can't even celebrate the happy moments. Mm. And that's so painful. Yeah. He's the father of my children.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't want to look at that relationship and just have so much only pain and anger. I want to be able to, because we did have loving moments and we our children were born out of love. But how do you reconcile the two, right? So only a couple days ago, I felt like, I feel okay remembering the happy moments. Mm. I don't feel robbed of it. Like, because I feel okay with where I am now and I feel okay with how things are going and I feel like I can honor the good parts without having to be angry at, like, both can coexist. Right. And I've learned to have also compassion for his journey, that the things he did that hurt me are things that, number one, I allowed. So I play a part in it as well. But also, he's also on his own journey, just like I'm on my own journey. And, you know, there's no more judgment. Yeah. You can just release and move on, right? Yeah. And second, I think one of the hardest things I really had to wrestle with, so I shared this in the workshop that we did, and it just came out of the blue. I realized that I was a victim of sexual abuse, and I didn't know, right? I didn't know. It just came up. That day, like, I didn't think I was gonna share it.
When you went to the workshop?
Yeah, came up. And I realized, you know, it's funny because sometimes these things just come out of nowhere and you're like, gulgul, crying. And
for context, this is when you were in college abroad.
Yes, so it was my first summer abroad. I was 18. I just moved there. And I was visiting my friend in Spain. And I, you're young, you're partying, you're drinking shots, you're having freedom, whatever. And, you know, flirting with many guys. And then this one guy, like, took me out to the back and, like, whatever, we were kissing. And then basically forced me to go down on him. And I tried to resist, but then he became, like,
aggressive,
forceful, and then parang I convinced myself that I should go along because I parang maybe I whatever you're the,
young.
The stupid narratives that you tell yourself that like it's my fault because whatever, right? And you know what, I never thought about it. I never spoke to anyone about it. It never even came up in any of my therapy sessions, and it's just like I would say the last year that I really unpacked this, and that it was a big realization that that incident was holding me back from real trust and intimacy and all my other relationships, and not being able to really allow someone to care for me and give them my trust and my intimacy in the right way, because it was my relationship with men was always about a power struggle because of what happened to me. And, you know, when you can look at that, and so what's interesting is after that, so I unpack it, I process it, and then on my birthday, the guy messages me on Facebook.
What?
So tell you, the universe so really, like, sticks it in your face.
Okay.
You have to deal with this.
Oh, wow.
And
like, out of the blue. This is no contact
first of
for
all,
years.
For years. First of all, I didn't even know he was
Facebook friends.
Facebook
friends.
Yeah. Okay? I didn't know. And I was like, you never forget the name of your attacker. You never forget their face. You never forget how you felt. Like, you know, you're like reading all these happy messages. Happy birthday, I'm so proud of you. You're journeying. Yeah. And then this guy shows up there. Hi, Stephanie. How are you? It's been so long. You're looking great. Like, happy birthday. And in my head, I'm like, I was really like spun out of control for like, I actually canceled my birthday party because I wanted to be.
Wait, this was the one that was here in your house, like a few.
I canceled it.
Yeah.
I had a big birthday party planned.
I remember you blocked off the date. Oh my God.
And I canceled it because I don't know, it just wasn't feeling great. Yeah. And I just didn't feel like, I wanted just to be intimate, and I didn't feel like 100% myself, that I had issues and whatever. And this, I'm telling you, the universe will really put it to your face. Like, you gotta deal with this now in order to move forward to the next step. And I had to really process it. And someone asked me recently, like, as we were talking about, like, part of healing is forgiveness. And they're like, do you forgive the guy that did that to you? Big question.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say I do.
Wow.
Because this person clearly has issues. I won't forget it. The hardest person for me to forgive was myself. Why didn't I fight? Why didn't I, like, the person today
would have,
oh my God, punch the guy. Like, I always think of this and that. Exactly, yeah. Right? Like, you would fight back. Why did I allow? And then keep it, but with shame, yeah. Right? Yeah. And so, I feel like this is a wounded person. They don't realize, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what his journey is. Yeah. And it's not mine to carry.
Yeah.
And just release it because yeah. I'm healing and the person I need to forgive is myself, and to tell my younger self it's going to be okay and that you know, it's part of your journey. So I think it's a big step, and yes, I hope there's no more random hugots that show up.
Kota na.
Oh my Kota God, kota na. Enough na. Can I have my birthday party when I'm 40? Parang yeah. Like, I just yeah. wanna... But it's like what you said. It's part of embracing your journey and really being okay with it. And some days you're not okay with it.
And that's okay.
And yeah. that's okay. Like, I really believe in that. I really believe that it's okay to not be okay. And it happens on the reg for me. And I just hide. And that's part of self-acceptance. And that's part of being you. Because part of being you is not only being the good side of you. It's also being the dark, twisty parts, your moon side. You have the sun side and you have the moon side. And neither of them can shine without the other. And to hold space for all the dark yeah. and twisty parts, as I say it. And that's okay. It's super okay. And that's the biggest power. Because when you're in a good space, knowing that you were able to hold space for your dark parts gives you more power, because you're not, you have like solid foundation. It's not just a veil or a mask. You're not stepping on thin ice that's about to crack. You're shining from a place of real self,
humanness,
love, acceptance, and just being you. That it's okay to be you,
yeah,
good and bad.
Yeah,
diba?
Thank you for sharing that. Super. Yeah. I mean, people, it's more common than people think.
Oh my gosh. So just out there, because it is Women's Month, you know, that workshop, we were 15 girls, one in three. So 5 out of 15 said that they were also victims of rape or abuse or some sort of thing like that. Yeah. And so that's 1 in 3.
Yeah.
And those are only the ones who chose to speak about
it. Right, right.
So, you know, it happens a lot more often than we think. And the common theme was they all felt shame and guilt, like it was their fault.
Right.
And that the people closest to them couldn't support them in any way. So, yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
So I've opened up about this before, that in my first relationship, it was also abusive. So physical abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, ganyan. And now that I'm looking back at it, parang I didn't tell my friends about it because ayokong maging ayaw nila yung boyfriend ko. And if you think about it now, what? Are you crazy?
So crazy, right?
If you're ashamed to tell your friends who love you that this guy is being mean to you and doing stuff he shouldn't be doing, then there's something wrong there, girl. But syempre, when we're in love or like that, we're young and, you know, we don't have that strength yet to put our foot down. It really happens. So, yes, you are not alone.
You know, I also believe that relationships are really a projection of how you view yourself and what you feel you deserve out of life. So, let's go really deep. Like, there's obviously some really awful people out there, but you have the power to leave, right? You have the power to leave. The power lies with you. So sadly, that's, you know, there is that abused wife syndrome or Stockholm syndrome where they feel like they deserved the abuse somehow because they have low self-esteem or whatever. So that's why it's so important that the first relationship, the most important relationship, is the one you have with yourself. You have to have respect, love, compassion, but respect for yourself. And then you'll be able to overcome anything and remove anything that's toxic from your life, whether that's friendships, boyfriends, or sometimes, quite frankly, family members that you have to distance yourself from, right? Yeah. So I really believe that all your relationships are projections of how you view yourself, and that if you feel like you deserve real love, if you feel like you deserve respect, you will command it. Mm-hmm. You will ask for it because you deserve it, right? Mm-hmm. So you really have to take the time to have that relationship with yourself.
Yeah, so to all the women listening to this, think if there's something in the relationships you're in that you have to put your foot down on.
Do it.
Yeah, because, I mean, why waste your time on a relationship that makes you feel terrible or that doesn't celebrate who you are? Because I think those are the healthiest relationships, not even romantic. Friends, family, support circles. Those, the people that you should surround yourself with are those who celebrate you for you. And I wanted to, I asked earlier about like the challenges because a lot of what I see now of those who send letters, DMs, are parang afraid of the hardships and the challenges. Yeah. But it's easier said than done to not be afraid, but that's really what's gonna mold you with. That's really what's gonna help you figure out kung sino ka bilang tao. Kasi kung paano mo hinandle yon. How did you come out better from it? Did you not come out better from it? Did you do something bad to counter the bad that happened? And so on and so forth. So as much as it's scary to face hard things, you can do these hard things.
I mean, it's such a cliche, but how do you make a diamond, right? It's just a piece of coal, but placed under extreme heat and pressure. And that's how you shine.
Yeah.
But I have to say that, you know, in my journey, because right now I'm a Reiki practitioner, I help people with their meditation journey. I'm starting to dive into psychology because I really believe into, you know, a lot of people come to me for like healing, but it's just a band-aid because you have to heal yourself. You have to look in the mirror and really unpack. So that whole body, mind, spirit, the mind is so powerful. Yeah, and it's always the last one that people want to deal with. Like, okay, I'll do Reiki, I'll do meditation, I'll exercise. But then your mind, you really like analyze yourself.
Yeah.
That's really hard. So what I wanted to share is it's really important also to recognize that not everyone is ready for it yet. So I think in my work or in my personal life, my attitude kasi super like gung-ho, Geronimo, like dive deep into something. And of course, sometimes like it gets me into trouble because like I'm rushing through things and not. So one of my biggest reminders is to slow down and integrate, like integrate everything I've learned, integrate my experiences, like time for integration.
Yeah.
You can't just keep going, 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 right? You have to like take time to integrate. But sometimes I get I would get frustrated with people who are so slow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, it's like right there. Like, go na. Ito na yung the number of the therapist. Ito na, like, do it. Right? But you have to respect that everyone in their own time and place. So I always say KKJ. Kanya-kanyang journey. KKJ. Kanya-kanyang journey. Like, I'm on my journey. This is my train. This is my path. This is my speed. Sometimes we'll be parallel. Sometimes we'll intersect. Sometimes you'll veer away. Sometimes I'm faster. You're slower. Sometimes you're faster. I'm slower. Kanya-kanyang journey. And you just have to respect that the people who can't keep up with your healing process, it's okay. Yeah. And it's okay to also give them space to be where they are right now. That's all they can manage right now. Like perhaps you in the past, that's all you could manage then. But now you feel ready to take on other things or, you know, so KKJ, kanya-kanyang journey.
I love the KKJ. I'm definitely going to use that. So many things come to mind. Honestly, Steph and I can go all day, like feeding off of each other. But siguro one thing then I'd want everyone to leave this podcast with and take with them is that in the journey of figuring out kung sino ka, how to be you, to your point, there's this pressure also that it creates na parang, oh my gosh, I'm 25, I have to know who I am. Or I'm 30 na, hindi ko pa kilala sarili ko, this is bad. So one is don't judge if you don't yet because it's really KKJ, kanya-kanyang journey. So honor like wherever you are. But as long as kasi you're doing the work to know who you are, that's what matters eh. And second is, and this is for me most important that I just realized, I guess in my 30s, I always like saying this, the only person you cannot lie to is yourself.
Absolutely.
And as much as there's noise, influence of others, if we have that quiet time, we know what we like, what we don't like, what we are willing to put up with, what we are not willing to put up with, where we like staying, where we like going, who we like, who we don't like. Yeah. We know. Our body tells us, it manifests in like our emotions.
And so physically.
And physically. So kapag binibigyan pa ng clues na ganon, take note of it lang. Don't like, oh my gosh, am I bad for like feeling like this? I mean, the only person you cannot lie to is yourself. And
but it's the one that we try to lie to the most, right?
Or I hush mean, the most.
Yeah, you really... I mean, I personally... Oh my God, the reason why I was such a party girl, it was so easy. I had like little kids, put them to bed, then they're asleep now, then go out, drink, party, whatever, to excess. And so you're just escaping. Even like my lifestyle of like, I would travel so much. Now I'm like, I enjoy traveling, but I really miss my house. Like I really miss my life. Like that's when you know that you're really happy. Like that, I wouldn't say happy because happiness is up and down.
Yeah.
That's when you know you love your life. It's when you don't want to run away from it. And every time I am coming home from a trip, I really look forward to coming home. I really miss my kids. I really miss my house. Or even when I'm traveling with them, I don't feel sad that I'm coming back.
Yeah.
You know, which is how I used to feel before. I was always planning the next trip and planning the next trip. You know, one of the things that I really recommend to people is just being able to sit with yourself. Like, have lunch with yourself. And I say lunch or even dinner, okay? Like, treat yourself to a nice experience without your phone, okay? So it's not easy without a book, without anything.
Just you.
Just you. No phone, no nothing. Like, quite literally, go to a restaurant and sit with yourself for a whole meal. And lots of things will
pop up.
And then, you know, if you have a journal, you can write it down or whatever. But then you realize the things that are important to you, what's preoccupying your mind, what's stressing you out. Like, it's a good entry level to just sit with your feelings. If you don't have the bandwidth to meditate, have a meal with yourself.
Yeah. That's why it's so bad that it's almost like second nature to, if you're not doing anything, to pick up your phone. Because that's influx sayo of thoughts, but what you want to do is dump your thoughts out. So that's
also a very practical tip. Hinders your creativity and inspiration.
I love being alone. Oh, but that's an introvert
me too.
In me.
I like being alone. I realized pala I'm an introvert.
What? You're so not. You're an ambivert, super, maybe. No,
oh my God. I actually like.
See, we can rewrite our narratives. Yeah. I also thought I was an extrovert till like my 20s, and I'm like, hindi pala. Kaya pala, hirap na hirap ako na parang pag ang dami-dami ta, I'm an introvert pala. So you can rewrite your narrative.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I want to go live in the forest by myself and be so
totally
happy.
Do that. And be so happy, yeah, exactly. So,
it's so bad.
Trust yourself that you know what makes you happy. And it's easier said than done, but try not to feel shame for liking the things you like, even if iba siya dun sa expectations sa'yo or sa ginagawa nung mga malapit sa'yo.
So, can I just add one last thing? I don't like to think of happiness because it's always used and it's so big.
And you're right, it's up and down.
How can you sustain happiness? Of course not. No, now I'm dealing with grief. Like, now I have new issues. Like, my parents are aging. They're different. They're going to the hospital. Every time I go to the hospital, I'm like so worried that they're going to go. Like, now I have other issues, right? So, no, happiness is I think it's really more about one, finding small pockets of joy and really like leaning into them. So rather than looking at happiness as a whole constant state, it's like moments of joy.
Yeah.
And then second, really being able to actually be happy with yourself.
Yeah.
Not happy. I think happiness is not happy. I'm happy all the time. No. I'm happy with who I am.
Yeah.
And it's okay when I'm not okay. It's okay when I make a mistake. I have loving kindness and compassion for myself. So the four Buddhist principles, which is non-attachment, impermanence, compassion or loving kindness, right? And just really being able to practice all of that for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Really like not being attached to any outcome, realizing that everything is impermanent, being able to have that compassion and loving kindness for yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is hard to get to, but it's gonna be worth the journey for sure. I will rewrite that and I'll end it, I guess, by saying, you know what fills your heart and your soul. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily happiness, but like what fills you. And it's a journey to like be confident to stand in that, but so worth it for sure.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Steph. I enjoyed chatting with you as always. This can easily be like a 4-hour episode, but we're stopping it right here. Happy Women's Month.
Happy
and
Women's
I celebrate
Month.
You today and
I
every day.
I celebrate you. Mm. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, I would love to hear what you think. Please do tag me at I Am Super Bianca on Instagram, Instagram Stories, and Twitter. And in case you aren't yet, please do follow Paano Ba To on Instagram and tag us as well. We also have our community of supers in our private Facebook group, the Paano Ba To Super Group. If you are new to this podcast, please do click the follow button and the bell button so that you're notified every time there's a new episode. And if you like this episode, please give us a 5-star rating. So yeah, that's it. Next week, we'll have more episodes to celebrate Women's Month. This is Paano Ba To The Podcast, created and hosted by me, Bianca Gonzalez, produced under Anima Podcasts. Till our next episode, stay super, supers!